Yes, of course I'm disappointed. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't deserve it. They deserved it because they were more cruel, more lethal, or more clinical when it matters. But I expected us to take something from this game. And in majority of the game, it was a very even game. And the first goal, to be fair, killed us. We gave it very, very cheap away. And it was... after that, it was always hard, although we created chances and we put the pressure on them. But they were always dangerous, and we knew that, that they're going to be dangerous on the counter-attacks through Lukaku, Bolasie, Barkley and them. And then they scored the second one, and it was extremely hard to come back. You were disappointed after every defeat, but here... Because when we offered them something, they took it straight away. When they offered us, we just had to be more matured and more lethal in those situations, that we had few of them, definitely.
Slaven, how disappointed were you with the impact of your substitutes today? You seem to want to change the game in your favour, obviously, and it just didn't seem to work for you.
You are right. I mean, of course, it's about the squad, and it's... many times the bench, the substitutions, they change the game or they improve your game, and they mostly decide the game, because the game lasts very, very, very long. Sometimes they are good, sometimes they are not good. Let's be honest, on Wednesday they were really good, or in the game against Palace or even Sunderland, and tonight it wasn't the case, unfortunately.
Do you think a player like Romelu Lukaku may have been the difference today?
Yeah, he was the difference. Okay, he's centre-forward. Okay, he scored one, created another one. But especially when they were like one up and two up, it's very hard, you know, because he can hold the ball, he can wait, he can keep the ball until they joined in the attack. It wasn't only him, okay. And we coped with him in the first half good and all that, but he was, and we knew that he's going to be the big threat, and he was.
And finally, for me, how close is Diafra Sakho to getting back in the squad?
He's very close. Very close. He's close and he's far away, because he is close in terms that he's starting to train with us tomorrow or on Tuesday, and then, so it looks he's very close. It's his last stage of the training before he's available. But then it's the first time that he's starting with us, so we're going to see how long it's going to take for him to come back. But it looks very promising. So he's very close.